Hello everyone and welcome to the Property Investment Blueprint Podcast. Imagine being able to earn passive income, build generational wealth whilst gaining total freedom from your business or job. That is what Property Investment Blueprint Podcast is all about. I am your host, Rahim Bah. In less than 5 years, I was able to start my property investment journey from zero to building a multi-million pound property investment portfolio that generates passive income that allows my wife and I to quit our jobs. And now I want to show you how to do the same. I will share with you how to create wealth without creating a job. You will learn the exact same investment strategies I use to multiply my net worth to over seven figures all before the age of 30. If you want to learn all about low-risk property investing, achieve financial freedom, and live the life you truly desire, this podcast is going to show you exactly how to do it. Hey guys, welcome back to my channel. If you're new here, smash the subscribe button because I talk about property investment, personal development, and how to gain financial freedom. If you are looking to renovate a property, this video is for you because what I'm about to share with you will show you the exact blueprint on how to renovate a property 101. Let's get to it. But before we get, I'd like to thank each and everybody who subscribed to my channel. The channel is growing immensely. Thank you. We've done a research, we realized 45% of the people that are watching my video have not hit that subscribe button. If you're one of those, I kindly ask you to smash that subscribe button now because it helps the algorithm to push our videos out there and it makes the family bigger and obviously enables us to attract more guests to the platform. So thank you for doing that. Let's get to it. Thanks for sending the video over. I've looked at the property.
Yeah.
We've got a bit of work to do there, huh?
Yes, lots.
Right, okay, so it's an exciting project. When I saw it, I'm thinking, wow, this is beautiful. It's going to be amazing. So, let's talk about the stages of what we need to do once now we've bought the property. It's ours, okay?
Yeah.
The first thing we need to do is to get rid of everything, all the debris, everything around the property.
Yeah.
Right? Talking about external. And secondly, we need to rip out the whole property. Now, what do I mean by that? You want to take note of this, okay?
No, I'm taking a pen now.
Okay, take a pen.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, the first thing we need to do, basically, all the kitchen, bathroom, all that needs to go. Okay? Because it's no good to us. Okay?
Yeah.
The second thing that we need to rip out is what we call the architraves and the skirting board. Now, what is architrave? You know your door, it's got some wood on the wall, right? By the door.
Yeah.
That's what we call architrave.
Okay.
And you know the wood on the wall just towards the laminate flooring or the carpet?
Yeah, yeah.
That's what we call skirting board.
Yeah, I know the skirting, yeah, I know skirting, yeah.
Okay, that needs to go throughout the property and the carpet and laminate flooring needs to go throughout the property on the floor, not the floorboards, right?
Yeah.
Not the floorboards, just the carpet and the laminate floor on top of it.
Yeah.
Right? Mm. And also, we're going to rip out all the wallpaper. We take all the wallpaper out.
Yeah.
And it needs to be taken out without any little paper on the walls, okay?
Any
wallpaper on the wall. You know, sometimes when they remove it, you'll see this little paper on the wall. No, it's not been removed properly.
Yeah, okay.
So it needs to be removed properly. Yeah. And then any tiles on the walls, bathroom, kitchen, wherever there is tile, also need to be ripped off.
Yeah.
All the doors needs to go. We keep the front and rear door because we need that for security. Okay, but all the woodwork, all the doors would go, okay?
Yeah.
So once we've done that, that's what we call the rip out stage, okay?
Yeah.
We're ripping the property out to get it ready for the works. So once we've done that, the next part of the work, obviously you are doing the roof at the moment just to stop it from leaking. So
yeah.
Whilst they're doing the roof, these are the following things you need them to do as well. You need them to do the gutters,
Yeah.
As well as the downpipe. The downpipes. You know, when water comes, it goes through the pipes, right?
Okay, yeah.
They need to do that as well throughout the property.
Okay.
That then saves you cost of having to do it again.
Yeah.
Are we clear on that now, right?
Yeah.
So, once the property is ripped out, subject to planning is what now continues.
Yeah.
Right? If we are going to do the property as a HMO house or as a flat, right? The next thing we need to do is the wiring. Okay?
Yeah.
But that wiring is subject to what we want to do in the property first. So in essence, after the rip out is planning basically.
Yeah.
Okay? We get planning, we know what we're doing, we get that approved. Okay? Once planning approved, we get the building regulations submitted. We're then going to start our electrical work, which is the wiring. Right?
Yeah.
It's going to be a complete and full rewiring.
Okay.
There are two types of rewiring. We have the one that we call the first fix. This is when they come and open the walls and put the cables on the walls and the internal sockets, okay?
Yeah.
That's what we call the first fix. What does the first fix entail? It's subject to what we want in the property as well. So each bedroom will have minimum of 2 double sockets. This is the sockets that you plug to charge your phones, okay?
Yeah.
And a switch. And the pendant. Right? Each bedroom needs to have that. Double, 2 double sockets, a pendant, and a light switch. Okay?
Pendant.
Yes. Yeah, and a light switch.
Yeah.
Okay? That for each bedroom. Now, the landing. You know, each floor got a landing, right? The corridor, you call it.
Yeah.
Each corridor needs to have a double socket.
Okay?
And each of those corridors also needs to have a light bulb, right? And switches in each floor. So what sort of switches do we're going to use? We're going to use a sensor switch or a timer switch. When you press it, it comes on and then it goes off automatically.
Okay,
that's what we're going to have in each floor. Okay?
Yeah.
Moving into the bathrooms, if they are all going to be ensuite, all bathroom needs to have extractor fans,
yeah,
a bulb, well, pendant again you call it, with the switch outside the bathroom door. Okay, we don't want a pull switch because pull switch will break easily, right? We want the switch to be outside, okay? So basically, we replicate that in all the other bathrooms.
Okay.
Now we're moving now to the common area, like the sitting room, city kitchen diner. Kitchen diner needs to have minimum of 4 double sockets around it.
Kitchen, okay.
No, it's not kitchen, sitting room rather.
Okay.
Minimum of 4 double sockets, okay? Okay, I'm giving you this based on us doing it as a HMO basically, okay?
Okay.
Now, we're moving now into the kitchen.
Yeah.
We need few sockets in the kitchen. If we're gonna do a kitchen dining area as one, we need at least 3 doubles in the dining area part of the kitchen.
2 double sockets?
3 double sockets. In the dining area part of the kitchen, okay?
Yes.
Now, the kitchen itself, we need over-counter sockets. We need minimum of 4 over-counter sockets.
Yeah.
We need under-counter sockets for the dishwasher, tumble dryer, and a washing machine, okay?
Yeah.
With the purse over-counter. Right, what do I mean by that? PERS.
Yeah.
Fuse port is called. So what happened? The socket will be on behind the wall, underneath the work, underneath the worktop, but to turn it on is above the connector. Just press it to turn it on.
Yeah.
Okay. Are we clear on that? Right.
Yeah.
So basically, that's what we need there, and we need socket for the extractor fan.
Okay.
Yeah. We need sockets for
the kitchen,
yeah, we're still in the kitchen. We need socket for the oven. We need socket for the burners, and then we need spotlights for the ceiling, kitchen dining area ceiling, and obviously switch. And now we're talking about alarms now, okay?
Yeah.
If we're doing it as HMO, right, we need alarms.
HMO, that will comprise of how many rooms?
Then? Yeah, we might do 7 rooms.
Okay.
That will be subject to what we discuss with the architect, okay?
Okay. So the 7 rooms and how many bathrooms?
Yeah, it depends on the size of the bathroom. I like us to do all ensuite if possible. Yeah, all on suite if possible.
It was said that the new regulation is that you cannot do a single room self-contained anymore.
No, that's not right. Okay, it's not going to be self-contained. We are doing them as en suite.
Okay, en suite.
En suite, which where you only have the bathroom, not with kitchen.
Ah, right.
Yes.
Okay.
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 So that's what he meant to say there. Okay.
Okay.
So now. So now we're going to have a meeting with him anyways, okay?
Yeah.
So let's now talk about the alarms. The kitchen dining area will need heat alarm, and then each landing will need a smoke alarm, and all the rooms, including bedrooms, will need smoke alarms as well, okay? So that's what we are, that's what we do for the electrics.
Yeah.
So now you know now your first person in that property will be your electrician.
Yes.
Right. The second person is the people that we call plasterers.
Yeah.
They will come on, build studs, do plastering wherever it's needed. They are the second people we want in the property. Okay. Whilst they're doing that, if we are going to have ensuite, we need our plumbers in. This is our gas engineers. They will also come and do the first fix of the plumbing, which is to connect everything bare naked without connecting the actual things.
If it's the HMO, then all the rooms will be en suite.
Yes, if the size permits us to do so. That will be subject to the size of the bedroom.
Okay, so we will have how many kitchen then?
One kitchen, one big kitchen.
Okay.
Yeah?
Okay.
It will be one big kitchen, okay?
And how many toilets?
Yeah, if toilet is the ensuite rooms, they will have shower and toilet inside.
Okay, shower and toilet. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
So you have one common kitchen for everybody.
Correct. They're only sharing the kitchen. Everything else they can use, it's in their rooms.
Okay. I think that makes more sense, isn't it?
Yeah,
it
makes more sense. That's what the council would easily grant you, okay?
Okay.
Right, okay. So then the plumber will come and do the first fix. This is when they connect the pipes, they don't put the radiators on, they don't put the toilets in, they just connect everything.
Yeah.
Right? And the plasterer then will continue finishing that.
Right.
So once the plasterer finish that, the other person you need there now is your carpenter. Yeah, your carpenter will come and install the skirting board, architraves, install the kitchen, all the woodwork. So whilst the carpenter is doing that, your electrician will come and do the second fix, right?
Okay.
But before your electrician done the second fix, we'll get the painter to come round and do a whitewash in all the walls. Okay?
Okay.
And then they can then put the second fix, which is to put the sockets that you see on the walls now, okay? And the alarms and everything that you see. And then the plumber also will come and do the second fix, installing the bathroom, installing the radiators, and so on and so forth.
Mm.
By that time, joiner would have completed. Once the joiner completed,
before that, the existing toilets and bathrooms, what do we do with them?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We're going to speak to the planning. We see how we can combine them or use them as rooms if they're big enough.
Okay, I don't think they're big enough.
But if they're not big enough, we'll find a way to connect them with another room. Then that becomes an ensuite. Yeah? What the architect will do, they will draw the plan first. And then they will then work out how... I will tell them what we want. They can go and work that out and come back to us with what they think is good for us.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
So, and then... And then obviously, then after that, then you've got the painter in painting. Once the painter will paint inside and out of the property, okay? While the painter is doing that, for completing, the outside work would be done. Basically, the garden, the front and back garden paved nicely. And if you need to plaster the outside, the plaster would have gone outside to plaster the outside as well, okay? Once you've done all the painting, then if we're doing laminate flooring, we lay the laminate floor down, or carpet actually, we do the carpet down. If we're doing laminate flooring, the carpenter will do that when they're doing the joineries. And then we paint the...
I prefer laminates.
Okay, we can do laminate then when the joinery is there. And then painting is done.
Last thing to be done.
No, laminate flooring can be done when we're putting the skirting boards down. Okay, because it needs to go underneath the skirting board.
Okay.
Are we clear on that, Res?
Yeah.
Okay, so basically that's what we're going to do. Once you've done the painting, right, by that time electric is finished, plumbing is finished, plastering is finished, the back garden or front garden is finished, painting is done. Then what we then do basically is to invite, during the building process, building regulation will come and inspect what the builders are doing. If we have to move any beam, or if we have to move any supporting wall, they would have come and inspected it. So once we finish at that point, they will then come and check the completed work and then issue us the completion certificate. And then with that then is what we can use to remortgage. But we're going to take it step by step. So our next step is first to speak with the architect to know what we're doing. Whilst the architect is doing what he's supposed to do, we'll be clearing the property as we've discussed. Okay. And then while sourcing the right tradespeople to do the works. Okay? So that's what we're going to do. Let me know when we are available to have a conversation with the architect. Okay?
Okay. So I will ask him now and we can do like a conference call.
Yeah, we can do a conference call. Let me know time. And then we can take it from there, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
But like you said, we have started what you said we should do. That is ongoing right now, clearing, ripping out.
Fantastic. Good. I love that. I love that. Okay. All right. That's fine then.
The picture I sent you is an old one. Anyway, I will send you the current one later.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay. Not a problem. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Sydney.
What time will you be down? I have time to do the conference call.
No, if you speak to the architect and let me know, I'll let you know my time then.
Okay, then.
All right.
So
thank you. God bless you.
Thank
bye-bye.
You. Bye.
Basically, when you buy a house, this is how you need to do your renovation works, how you can plan. Again, you need someone to guide you along the way to ensure you don't make mistakes. Because the next stage of the process now is to rip the house up, get the architect to do the planning, and then we then move on from there. If you like this video or any of my videos, smash the like button below, subscribe to my channel for more amazing videos. Thank you.
That's all for today, and thanks to our guests for sharing their property investment journey with us. It has been a truly inspirational story to me, and I hope it has been an inspiration to you too to take the leap of faith to start or scale your property investment adventure. In the meantime, if you would like to share your investment journey, I have made it really easy. Just go to rahimbad.com/guest, fill out a short questionnaire to sign up, and we will get in touch. Whilst you're there, sign up for my monthly newsletter to get your property investment news and updates, or connect with me in Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, Rahim Bar, and TikTok, Rahim Bar 101. Thanks again for listening. Don't forget to smash the like button and leave me a review wherever you're listening or watching from. I shall see you next time.